All right. Low budget. I have a small crew. Welcome to Security Guy Ready with Black Hat 2017. What's your name, sir?
My name is Avi Chesla.
Bring it a little closer, Avi. A little closer. Okay.
And what's your name? My name is Avi Chesla.
What's the name of your company?
The name of the company is Empow Cybersecurity.
Empow, E-M-P-O-W,
right.
.com, cybersecurity. Now, what do you guys do?
What we are doing, we developed a security orchestration analytics platform. It's a software-based platform. We are addressing medium to large enterprises, which have a great challenge in threat management. What happened in the last few years, they invested a lot in security products and services.
Right, right.
Because the advanced attack and the frequency of attack created a situation that they need to buy more and more technologies because there is no one single technology that can really cover all the threats.
There's not, is there? That's the problem. It's,
yeah.
it's almost like we invented the internet and all these things, and then we decided to put security on top of it.
Right.
Because back in the day, it wasn't really a problem.
Right. Yeah. So back in the days, you can have a one unified threat management. It was okay. Today, you need multiple types of technologies in order to really address the advanced attack campaigns inside this size of organization. So the situation is that they acquired a lot of security technologies, very good technologies. They have it inside of them, but they delivered as non-integrated silos.
And non-integrated, that's the key, right?
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Okay.
And it's not only a security problem, it's an organization problem.
Yeah.
But in the security, it's even worse because once you have too many silos, too many products like that, it creates a situation that you need to create too many rules. They are generating too many events and data.
Right.
And lots of false positive. And that creates also the need in order to for these security operations center and security IT in general to invest more and more in people with the expertise, with the right expertise to analyze, maintain these rules, create these rules,
right.
And all of that.
So you have these silos that now need to be managed with its own security problems.
Right.
So
right.
instead of managing to the exceptions, now you're back to managing the rules, but there's too many of them.
Yeah, too many of them.
Too many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Products are talking in different languages, right? So the experts really need to understand how each product behave, what is the language
right.
that it will you need to configure it and manage the rule and all of that. And this is an ongoing work. Every day you need to maintain the rule. It's become a very reactive type of work for the threat management. And this is what we are coming to solve, basically.
So everybody talks about real time, but there really isn't any such thing as real time anymore. There's some close to real time, but if you're putting all these extra rules in there, you're delaying the real time response, right?
Yeah, you delay the real time detection, the investigation, and in the end, the response. And this is a great challenge today, how to overcome this type of problem. As long as you're adding more and more security products, which probably you need to do in order to scale, you just create a lot or more complexity into your security architecture. So we come to solve this complexity. We created a platform that allow your platform to work in one holistic way. And the way that we are doing that, our platform integrates with your existing security tools. We are not another tool that you need to integrate inside your network.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. All right.
Yeah. And what we are doing, our technology, using AI algorithms, we break down these tools into their what we call individual components. We call it particles. The security particles, the definition of them, is the capabilities that you have in your network, the security capabilities. And we have three different categories. We have the detection particles that represent the detection capabilities that you have, the investigation particles, which represent different types of investigation capabilities that you can have in your network, and response particles, which include or represent all your remediation and mitigation type of capabilities.
You know, Security Guy Radio has a small brain, and the way you describe that, I understood it.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
Thank you.
A brilliant way to describe it. It's all these little interacting particles involved in the other tool. It's a great way to describe it. I'm very clear on it.
Yeah. So we actually virtualize the capabilities of your security controls inside your organization.
Okay.
Right? And this is what we call a security language of intent that made up of these particles. So what we provide to the chief security officer or the threat manager inside the organization is a way to define through this language what is the defense strategy he want to have and provision inside his network by using his existing tools. And it can define its own strategies.
Right.
You want to focus on ransomware. You want to focus on specific compliance. You want to focus on insider threat or other things in different part of the network. The language allows you to do it. It's a vendor agnostic language, so he doesn't need to deal with all the complexity of the product and all the rules that we've talked about. And our platform, and this is what, you know, our unique proposition here in technology, know how to translate this language into the language of each product, right? So if you decide to develop a defense strategy against some financial data leak in some area in your network,
right.
You define the strategy through these particles, agnostic to the product themselves, and our platform know how to translate these particles into the capabilities of the internal tools that you have. And then we collect all the events from the tools, all the logs. Our analytics engine know how to classify these events.
Right.
Understanding the intent of each event, what type of potential, you know, malicious activity each event can represent. We do that automatically through our machine learning algorithms. And then we associate that with each particle in your language.
Wow.
So by that, we actually match your strategy to the capabilities and events that are being generated.
Now, is this using artificial intelligence? Machine learning?
Yeah.
Right?
Because we need to classify each event automatically to the different security particles in the language.
Now, how much can I, as the IT guy, configure this and add my own things to it, my own rules? Of course, adding more rules is what you don't want to do.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? It goes through, I assume, and learns everything at first, initially, learns what your network is doing, and then gives you recommendations on how to maintain those?
Yeah, so basically our AI, our machine learning, our classifiers that were pre-trained before it's coming into your network.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
So from the first day, you get the value. It will know how to translate all these logs or associate them with the right security particles in the language of the defense strategy that you decide
come to implement. Come a little closer to
the microphone for me there. Yeah. And, and that's allow you to have an immediate value from the system. Now, the language is very rich. There are a lot of particles and a lot of granularity, and you can actually program your defense strategy, you know, as granular as you want to. And also, what we're doing all the time, we extend the terms and create more particles for you.
Yeah, because it constantly is changing. Yeah. The landscape is changing, right?
Yeah, but it's changing, but it's not changing every day, right?
Right.
So every few months, every year, you need maybe some more particles, more words into your language.
Yeah.
But it's not changing in the level of the new malware or malware variants or new intrusion that are created every day. And this is what we're actually solving. We provide you a more high-level strategic language. You don't need to deal with specific events. You need to deal with this language that will apply to all your tools. We collect the events. Our analytics layer know how to identify also cause and effect relationship between them and build for you the attack story. So it actually will prioritize the incidents that are developed inside your organization.
Yeah.
And then what it allows you to do, this is the orchestration part, allow you to create workflow that say, okay, if this incident is really happening, how do I want to investigate it? How do I want to respond? And the language allow you to define that as well. Let's say that I want to respond by remediate or block the attacks in the endpoint level, then the language allow you to configure that.
And then once you configure it, you go home and it's going to do it.
It's going to do it, but
notify you too.
Of course, yeah. Notify you. There are two modes: supervised and unsupervised mode.
Oh, okay.
Automatic mode.
Right.
So if you are you develop the trust in the system to automatically mitigate the attack, you can go home. You will get notification. But if not, which is many times, you know, the case in medium to large organization, they have their people that need to approve every action as part of the procedure policies of the security IT organization, then we allow you to do it as well. We suggest what you need to investigate. We suggest what you need to mitigate. We advise about the rules that need to be implemented, and that's you need to push the button in order to provision these rules and get the results.
So every time I come to the show and every time I talk to somebody, I end the show with a feel. Do I feel better or do I feel worse? I feel better, Avi.
Okay,
I feel
great.
Much better. I have always worried about too many layers of security, too many things going on.
Yeah.
And eventually you get to the point where the security becomes a threat
in a way, right? Right.
Because
right.
Security is interfering with your ability to see.
I agree.
That's the whole thing. Give us your company one more time.
Excuse me?
You name your company one more time.
Empow.
E-M-P-O-W.
Yes, for empowering the IT security.
Empow.com. Avi, it's been great. Thanks for coming on Security Guy Radio. And
thank you. Thank
have
you
fun
at
Black Hat 2017.
Thank you.
And our next guest will be up in about 5 minutes.
Thank you.
Thanks.